Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
RTE's leadership team was before the Oireachtas Committee on Arts, Media and Sport today, with Director General Kevin Backhurst facing questions on the high cost of the redundancy schemes and plans to outsource flagship programmes like Fair City. I'm joined now by Tadhg McNally, political reporter with the Irish Examiner. But first, let's hear a clip from the committee about a job opening at the BBC.
Drive Time on RTE.
There has obviously been an improvement in governance in RTE, and when we look across the water to the BBC and we've seen some of the issues that have risen there, I guess I have full confidence in you, Kevin, remaining as Director General. Are you happy to say that you're intending to remain as Director General and that there isn't a temptation to apply for the BBC job?
Well, I'll answer the second one of those questions first, so that's all right. I don't think I can leave because Marty Morrissey's told me I'm not allowed to. So, on the first question...
Even if he offered you a car, you know...
That was Malcolm, Fianna Fáil's Malcolm Byrne there, quizzing Kevin Backhurst. It wasn't the only time the BBC role came up today, Tadhg, was it?
Yeah, no, it came up a couple of times. I think the first response from Kevin Backhurst there to Malcolm Byrne was a bit more of a jokey response. And I think there was sort of still questions remaining outstanding. You know, we didn't kind of quite get the answer until much later on in the committee meeting. He later told Fine Gael Senator Evan Killeen that he had not applied for the BBC position, and that he's very happy doing his current job as Director General of RTE, and saying that Marty Morrissey's view is more important than his own view on it. But he did give us some indication as well about, you know, potentially the future of, you know, whenever he does finish up his role after 7 years. It's a 7 year period. Saying that he is always thinking about succession planning, and, you know, saying that the wider RTE leadership team, that there are people who are well qualified to take over if he ever was to depart RTE.
Right, like look to your left, my left and my right for the future DG is what he was saying there, I guess. One of the main discussion points today, though, Tadhg, was on RTE's aim to reduce staff by 400. And some more details on that today.
Yeah, so we found out today that there are now 95 staff who are gone, who will have left by the end of the year, who started at the start. So those 65 of those are voluntary redundancies through the scheme that's currently in place, and another 30 of those are resignations and retirements. Yeah, so just to give you an idea of the sort of the level of uptake in the scheme, the voluntary redundancy scheme, there were 308 applications for redundancy, of which there were 107 offers made, and 65 of them obviously were accepted. I think that's a 63% acceptance rate that Kevin Backhurst told the committee. He's estimating that there will be a 6.2 million euro per year saving with the redundancy levels that they've seen, and he is expecting to see, you know, 100 exits by the end of this year. You know, he also sort of points out that he does want to see more role suppressions through the likes of retirements and resignations rather than through the redundancy scheme, because obviously there's a high cost associated with that. I think there is an average payout of 100,000 euro for per package, and he's also talking about the future redundancy scheme, the redundancy scheme into the next year. You know, they're targeting to cut 400 total positions over the next 5 years, and he's looking for more flexibility within the existing scheme. You know, he sort of spoke about that they wouldn't be permitted to let somebody go through redundancy, to let somebody more senior go through redundancy, then bring a junior person up into that role and then get rid of the junior role and suppress that position. He wants to kind of to see that change to allow him to give him a bit more flexibility,
so that more senior people might be allowed to leave. Some discussion around outsourcing, quite a lot of discussion around outsourcing, and particularly about RTE's flagship soap opera, Fair City.
Yeah, so this, I thought this was interesting. So he sort of spoke about the idea that they're going to look at bringing in independent media companies to look at producing Fair City in the future. Now, obviously, this is a while down the track. He kind of did say that it will be something that they're looking at in the new year, that they'll be doing feasibility on it, and, you know, how it might operate, how the process might work he said that they would also be looking at the possibility of outsourcing the Late Late Show, production of the Late Late Show, as well as the Lotto. Sort of, particularly for the Lotto, he kind of highlighted the high cost of doing that in-house in RTE.
It sounded like that was a done deal, the way he was talking about that, saying that it would be transferred to an independent company because it was so costly to produce in-house.
Completely. And it's just kind of, I suppose it's probably just a matter of time until that's formally sorted. But he didn't give an indication when that would be done. But just to go back to the Fair City element as well, it is interesting to see that he is talking about moving out, moving the production of Fair City outside of the RTE Donnybrook campus as well. Now, he didn't kind of give a timeline. He said it would be a number of years, but that would be part of whenever an independent contractor would take over the broadcast, the production of that programme.
Okay. And just briefly, because we're tight on time, Tadhg, the chair of the committee, Labour's Alan Kelly, he kind of set it out. He said, will RTE's future be just news, current affairs, sports and radio, and everything else would RTE would go out into the market for, that everything else would be outsourced? What was Kevin Barker's response to that?
Yeah, he kind of said that the main priority for RTE will be the likes of their flagship radio, the news and current affairs, and the production of sport. You know, it does seem to me that there is going to be a bit of a move away from the production of big flagship program of other kind of programs. You know, other entertainment programs. You know, obviously we've seen RT's use of the Traders that was done outside the main RT production. So I think there is going to be a move to that, and Kevin Backhurst did seem to indicate that. But he did say that the main staples, news, radio, sport, would all be remaining in house.
And I did see quite a lively exchange with Independent Senator Ronan Mullen about the decision not to broadcast or take part in the Eurovision because of Israel's involvement. But there was some positive comments on that at the committee as well.
Yeah, I think there was sort of widespread happiness amongst the TDs and senators about RT's decision to pull out of the Eurovision Song Contest. Both Joanna Byrne of Sinn Féin and Sinead Gibney sort of praising RT for it. But like you said, Ronan Mullen, the independent senator, wasn't particularly happy about the move by RT, saying that, you know, while he did agree with putting pressure on Israel over, you know, killings in Gaza, he didn't think that that what he described as foreign policy decisions should be coming from the national broadcaster.
Okay, and just one last reference there to the RTE's finances, saying that RTE, Kevin Backer saying RTE wouldn't be going back to the government looking for more money for 2026. So that'll come as good news to some people, I suppose. Thank you for that, though. That's Tadhg McNally from the Examiner there.